got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up.
Hello, Stars fans from far and wide. This is former forward AJ McLean coming at you, and you're listening to A View from Section C.
A View from Section C is sponsored by Don Michele, Italian restaurant, Exchange Street, Dundee.
Hello, and welcome on to episode 137 of the Don Michele sponsored. A View from Section C. Senior, as you can probably tell, my throat's still a bit hoarse. Two home games at the weekend. And I think we all know why we're a bit hoarse.
I'm not going to moan about officials, although the officials were pish, right?
The officials were pish. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
You know, I could just sit here smiling and you could just keep pressing that button all night, I'll tell you.
How are you? Are you okay?
I'm good, eh?
Can't in there after the weekend.
Just a wee bit, eh? Just a wee bit. Yeah. We'll no doubt capture us when we get going through the game.
Yeah.
Reviews. No, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Oh,
everything. Yeah.
Yeah. But you're doing okay.
I'm good.
Feel cold. Bad for a Tuesday night.
Cold.
Hald, bald, and cold still, folks. Are you surviving in this weather warning that you've got going on?
Just.
I had to bury the hatchets tonight with the fucking Christmas inflatables outside.
I'll be tatting Bonnie out on a lead. She'll be up in the air. I'll be walking about like that.
Honestly, if you had access to my Ring doorbell, you'd be pissing yourself laughing. I filled up the food waste bin with water, stuck it on one of them. I've put a bottle of screen wash on the other end, and then I filled up an Asda carrier bag with Chuckies and stuck them on the other end to then keep them doing the night. Honestly, it's fucking hilarious.
And how many nutcrackers have you got around your house?
Well, I only have two nutcrackers. Right. I've got my Stars one, no Stars, but I've got the Stars Fiend one.
Yeah.
And I've got a wee one that says how many days to Christmas, Bay Lidl.
Senior,
actually, maybe we can make that the competition this week. Guess how many nutcrackers Senior has around these three. Senior. How many nutcrackers do you have around your tree?
Well, they're not just around the tree. They're around the tree. They're in the TV room. They're in the kitchen. 64 fucking nutcrackers. And for those who know my wife and your mother, they also know that she is a fucking nutcracker.
So you've got 65 then?
Honestly, I said that at the game on Sunday. I said, could you imagine what it had been like if that was a refereeing performance for about 5 or 6 years ago? I think she'd have been banned.
Yeah.
Gone. Yeah.
Yeah. First half of the band. Actually, I'm surprised the Hill Ice Rink was the band, because I'll tell you, they got a power abuse for the other side when they went up to the changing room. Yeah. There was a boy hanging over the barrier.
I said that to Arlene and Steph. Could you imagine if they came off the ice at Section C?
Oh, or even A, B, C, and D.
Yeah, it'd been McNally all over again.
Oh, fuck, I know. But we'll get into that.
Yeah.
But we'll start off the show, Senior, with our Don Michele competition winner this week. Senior, we have no wheel.
Because we must have one winner.
One winner. So Otto Nieminen was the player with the most points this weekend. He had an assist and obviously the game-winning goal on Saturday. Maybe also got the points on Sunday. Touchy subject. But 2 points for Otto Nieminen. And our winner, senior, is this guy, Risha. Look at the absolute knob. So congratulations, Reese. He has won it for a second season running now.
I thought it was Ben Lake.
It looks a lot like Ben Lake, to be fair.
Yeah.
I did have the comparison picture as well, but I didn't want to get taken off the air.
Right, okay.
Be Belfast complaining about it. But there is the Ben Lake Fae Wish, Reese Sharp. Congratulations again, Reese. I'll get that voucher to you at the game at the weekend, and maybe you'll take us this time, since you never took us the last time. Senior, we have two home games again this weekend, Cardiff and Belfast, which we will preview in a bit. However, do you want to announce this week's competition?
Yeah, so we're going random, Junior. We're going random this week.
Random and rogue.
So, again, though, we've got two games. So we are going to incorporate both games together for the one voucher. So this week's competition is guess the total number of penalty minutes by the Dundee Stars over the weekend.
So interesting.
Penalty minutes in game one plus penalty minutes in game two equals a winner.
So we will give you a heads up, folks, that there will be plenty of penalty minutes because Andy Dalton is refereeing the games again this weekend. And when Andy Dalton referees the game, you know what that means.
I'm not going to moan about officials, although the officials were bish, right?
To be fair, I don't know if Andy Dalton is refereeing this weekend, but it sounded good.
You had me on hook, line, and sinker there.
So, yes, guess the total combined penalty minutes for the Stars over two games. So, five penalties. Say we only have one fight on the Saturday. You never know what could happen. And then you have 4 minutes on the Sunday, and your guess is 9, you would win. Simples as that.
Yes.
And again, you can't guess in between the 2 days. So, got to be for face-off, warm-up on Saturday. Oh, fabulous. Senior, let's talk some hockey. Let's start with our Axis Property-sponsored Rockets talk. A double header away weekend for our Dundee Rockets. Starting off with an away win on Saturday at our good pals, the Kilmarnock Thunder, beating them by 13 goals to 4. Drew Rumgate, John Gordon, Dennis Consus, John Dolan, Sam McCluskey, Jack Henderson, 2 goals for Lewis McIntosh, 2 goals for Robbie Barnett, and the hat-trick hero himself, our pal Grant Reakey, 13-4. Ewan Simpson with an assist in the game as well. Love a goalie assist, which will then come on to later on again as well.
We said
Robbie Barnett, 2+3 in the game. And Lewis Neve, 0+4. Now, that time, I did hear a chap at the door.
Yeah, that was definitely the door this time.
Before we came on air, we were just about to hit record, and all I heard was one going, "La, did you hear somebody chapping at the door?" No. Now we did hear the chap at the door, everyone. There's the door closed.
That's the door closed, Junior.
That's so
through there giggling.
So 13-4 winners on Saturday night. Points spread across the board as well. And a big win.
Expected.
Which is expected, absolutely.
Yeah.
Away game on Sunday as well, Senior. To the famous Paisley Pirates. And it was a famous Paisley Pirates win by 3-2. Goals for the Rockets by Cam McGiffin and Rio Page. I told you, Senior, I said to you the other week, get Cam back in the squad, they need some firepower, and they scored. But there wasn't enough in the end of a 3-2 loss.
Sore one.
Have a shot.
Yeah. You know what? It is a bit of a shock, but it's also no shock because we know that Paisley are capable of performances and results like that. And especially when you go through there, you've got to be at the top of your game. If you're not at the top of your game, things like this could happen. I'll bet you they will be. The Rockets will be so disappointed. Every player, Jeff, will be gutted as well. I did think that the Rockets, it would be a difficult game, but I did think that the Rockets would come out as winners. But sadly to say, it wasn't to be. No. It was quite disappointing overall. I'll be honest with you, it's going to be a hard fight for them now to win that league.
Yeah, they say, you know, but it is pretty much need to dust themselves off again. But this weekend, another double header away weekend, senior. It could get tougher, but it's two really tough away games. Saturday away to the Aberdeen Lynx, and then Sunday away to the Kirkcaldy Kestrels.
Yeah.
We'll touch on Aberdeen in a minute with two-way watch for Jaden, but Kestrels as well with a big win at the weekend over Whitley.
And, you know, it's when you see results like that coming through, you're thinking, right, Kessels have done them a bit of a favour. But then the Rockets sort of didn't hold up their end of the bargain and they lose in Paisley. But it just goes to show that these teams are now beating one another. And from a Rockets perspective, they need the 4 points now. I must admit, Junior, if they don't pick up a 4 point weekend, they honestly think that's a league title gone.
I don't know. There's still a long way to go.
Oh, there is a long way to go, but I think they've got to hope that others now do them favours. So, you're hoping that the Paisleys could beat Edinburgh, Kirkcaldy's could beat Edinburgh again. Aberdeen could chip in by beating them. For me, the Caps are now the favourites. 100% they'll be the favourites. You've just got to hope other teams begin to knock them off. And Rockets have got to really get in to an unbeaten run like what they're more than capable of.
Yeah. It's like you say, you know, they've got to hope that, you know, Caps are probably favourites right now, but still to play them twice. Yeah. You know, it's four points if they win it. Like regulation, four no. Then they've still got to play Whitley a couple of times, probably at home and away. They've still got to play the Kestrels, probably. They've still got to play Paisley, Aberdeen. Yeah. Everyone still needs to play each other a few times, or a couple of times at least. And yeah, I think there's a long, long way to go in that league. They're favourites. Caps are probably favourites. But by no means is this title race over for the Rockets. Absolutely not. But like you say, 4 point weekend is needed.
They need favours. Yeah. They need, they need to get a 4 point weekend this weekend, but they do need favours from other teams. When they're playing the Caps at us, and so the Caps begin to lose or drop points someplace. But yeah, here's hope.
Yeah. Yeah. So, a disappointing end to the weekend for the Rockets. They are looking into a two-way watch sponsored by MBE Valeting Services. So Rio looking at his points production, he was 1+3 over the weekend, had 3 assists in Kilmarnock. Aberdeen Lynx had an away win at North Ayr, 2-1 after a shootout. Jaden with an assist on the lone goal for Aberdeen. But senior, I think the scoreline is reflective of the team that was taken to North Ayr by Aberdeen. Aberdeen only had 11 skaters.
Strange, yeah.
Jordan Layden didn't play either. I think Ben Edmonds was the goal scorer, but there was no two full lines basically and an extra skater.
Yeah, and it's not something that Aberdeen are, it's not the norm for them. They normally travel or go to either game, even at home. They've normally got a big bench. So quite surprised that, to hear that. But you know what? They're amateurs, eh? That's what it is. They're amateurs. No, it could be working. It could be anything. And you've just got to hope. You get a full roster for these games, eh?
Yeah. So Jaden had an assist in that goal. So good to see him back on the points production as well. Senior, we spoke about it there, that they need a couple of favours rockets, but looking at it, not much has changed in terms of the standings. Rockets still fourth, 21 points through 14 games. They're only 2 points behind Paisley. Also with the four games in hand. Caps sitting second, 25 points through 13 games. So Rockets now played a game more than Edinburgh and 4 points behind. And Whitley still sitting top, 27 points through 18 games. But again, Rockets still with four games in hand on Whitley. The table is probably a bit more encouraging, I would say, senior, for the Rockets. Considering that result against Paisley, that still got games in hand on a couple of the teams above them and also the Kestrels below them with the points gap. You know, obviously you need to win the games to get those points.
Yeah.
But it's encouraging still that there's still a load of games in hand on them, still in the mix. Caps only four ahead of them. They've only got one game in hand. You beat Caps in both of games, you're only 2 points behind them.
Yeah.
So a long way to go. And more encouraging, I think, than what that result on Sunday would mean for them.
And I do think, though, they need to pick up the 4 points this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. SNL over. On to the Elite League. 51 Club sponsored the game review. So we were at home twice this weekend, starting off on Saturday night with the visit of the triple header Nottingham Panthers, having lost to Glasgow on the Friday. Coming to Dundee with a wee bit more better expectations. But Spencer Nass, assisted by Almquist and Berry at 8:58, gave Stars a 1-0 lead and end of the first period. Nottingham tied the game in the second through Ross Armour at 28:03 on the power play. End of the second period, 1-1. Tim Doherty, 51:53 on the power play, made it 2-1 to Nottingham. Jackson D'Souza, assisted by Nieminen and Dow at 54:48, tied the game. On to overtime we go. Otto Nieminen against his former side with the game-winning goal at 61:37, assisted by Bean and Emil Cruz. Stop fucking booing him.
Cruz.
Stop booing him. 3-2 win for the Stars in overtime. Senior.
Outstanding. Outstanding. That's... I was speaking to Paul that does the MBE Valen, right, on Sunday, and we were saying that. You'd say that, he said that all week that the team were just working on dump and chase, the whole tactical side of it, and they got it absolutely spot on. That's what they should be doing all the time. The D-man was dumping it in, the D-man was following it in, and the forward that was there was dropping round the back, and he was then going on to the blue line, dumping chest, forechecking hard. As Martin says, everybody bought into it, and it's no the nicest style of hockey to watch, but if it gets you results, I don't care. It's got to get results, especially with the position that we're in. But I thought, I'll be honest with you, Junior, overall I thought we deserved to win. Especially for the goalie, because I thought the goalie again was absolutely immense. It'd have been an absolute kick in the teeth for him if we'd lost that game. But to go down 2-1 so late and then come back again, and then to win it in overtime. That was a, it showed a bit of character, which we have all sort of been criticising over the past few weeks. So, yeah, absolutely delighted.
I actually thought there was spells in the game where we were still quite poor at times. It's almost like we turn the puck over far too much in our own defensive end. And Mark alludes to this nearly every week in his interviews, but we do. There's these wee little passes where we're not looking or paying attention, and it ends up on their stick and they're in by chance. They've got a shot on goal, or they've got a goal or something. I think small things at a time that we're still working on, but we need to stop the turnovers in our own defensive end. That's going to keep killing us.
Oh, guaranteed. And teams like a Nottingham and Sheffield and that will absolutely punish you for that, because they've got snipers in their team. We've not got a lot of snipers. They've got snipers throughout their roster. But again, though, we said that. I'm not convinced what Mark says, they're the best team in the league. I'm not convinced by that statement. Sorry, but I disagree with the coach on that one. I think the next night we played the best team in the league.
100%.
You know?
Yeah.
But it was good. Cruz kept winning the game. And that's all you could ask. I've said it before. Lots of people say it. If your netminder could keep you in the game, all it needs is a chance. And we got a chance and we took it. But it was good. You know what? It was good to see D'Souza back. Mm-hmm. That was a bit of a surprise, considering that Chris is out for 3 weeks and D'Souza, it's an unknown timeline. Everybody tends to think, God, that's going to be longer. Lo and behold, it was shorter. And it was good to see him back. And I thought he played very well. I thought he deserved his goal. And he took it very well. But the guys just kept going, eh? They just kept going. They never gave up. And in the end, I was over the moon for the goalie, first and foremost. He deserved to win again by playing like that. On the other hand, I would probably think that the boy Grande or Grand, however you pronounce his name, he'll be bitterly disappointed. Considering we were sort of outshot close to 3-1, something like that. It was something close to that. So Cruz comes out with something like just over a 94% save average, and Jason Grande comes out with something like 86.
I just had a wee mind blank there. When I introduced that part of the show there, did I say that Nottingham beat Glasgow on the Friday?
Yeah.
I did say that, didn't I? I felt like in my head they're thinking I'd said that they'd got beat there.
No, I think you said
that. It's O'Hara, it's only fucking Junior. Tuesday. Jesus.
Junior, listen, Nottingham were up here for three games at the weekend, right? There was only one team at Bethel.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say.
Indeed. Listen, we can't bypass this part of the show without mentioning the ceremonial puck drop. Mr. Kyle Haas. What a treat it was to see him again, eh?
You know what? I don't think he did, but I wouldn't be surprised if it did happen. It just felt like he had been in that dressing room, because every player upped their game. Every single player. Now, I don't know, was it for Kyle being there? Was it for Captain Fantastic's 400th game? I don't know. But someone brought them up that level. it just felt so ironic that we were battling and scrapping and hitting players on boards and everything the night that Kyle Haas was watching.
Yeah. I don't know what you would, because he was in hospitality. I seen him on the balcony before the game started with a couple of beers in his hand. So yeah. I don't think he was. I think they just brought him down at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
But and that was my next point as well. Yeah. Captain Fantastic, 400 games for the club. We've always run out of words to say about him because there's nothing
you could say about Dryden that we've not already said before, honestly. I think it was the COVID year he went away and he played a couple of games elsewhere, but let's be honest, his whole professional career has been in Dundee. Let's be honest with you, right? I was looking at it because I knew that he'd sort of had a few games elsewhere during the COVID season. And he's only 33. So he's still got a few years left on him yet, right?
Yeah.
I just hope that every one of them spent with us.
Yeah.
But I would not be adverse to him going and getting one big payday someplace else.
No, he's staying here and that's it, lad.
I would be all for that. Me personally, I think it's the natural progression is he's a player, he's player assistant coach. I think he then should just then go to coach. That would be it.
Sorry, I had to cut the meat there. Someone's at our front door now.
Hey!
So you could just tell a bloody. Aye. Anyway, they probably know here, Shannon. Speaking, it's the neighbour. Yes. 400 games, Kyle Haas, 2 points. Could you have wished for a better night?
Not really. What was my score predictions?
You had said 3-2. However, not in overtime.
So close.
I had said 4-2 Stars. So we were correct. We got the team right.
Yeah.
And we got Nottingham's goals right.
Yeah.
Man of the match?
Cruz. Definitely.
I think I'm going to hit go with Cam Kiley. Nah, okay, that's a load of shite. Emile Cruz, man of the match for me as well. Okay, so moving on, Sunday night, the Sheffield Steelers in the fancy tops with Teddy Toss night and the goals for the Stars. Sheffield went 1-0 up through Evan Jasper at 8:59. On the power play, assisted on that goal by Andy Dalton.
I'm not going to moan about officials, although the officials were bish, right?
Mitchell Balmas made it 2 at 9:21, end of the first period. Ryan Tate, 39:24, just for the end of the second period, made it 3. And then Miko Usola at 43:16 made it 4-0 to Sheffield.
That was a bit of a back down to earth after what happened the night before. But I'm no saying that
the official just want me to play it for you again.
Nah, it was definitely right. It's something different. We maybe wouldn't have won the game, right? But that call was a game changer. Absolute game changer. I'm not saying that we were going to beat Sheffield Steelers if that call was not made, but it was a game changer because right after the goal, we lost our way for a couple of minutes, and then we're 2-0 down.
What I'm going to say, Senior, is you've said that that one call, it wasn't that one call. It was the play around that call.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I'm speaking about. That's what I mean.
Yeah, the bench penalty, and then the goalie interference on the goal.
Yeah.
Three things in that one play.
Yeah. So, either I care if you've been on Facebook today, right? And podcast pal, Ian Robertson.
Hero.
Has commented on it. Yeah. One of the worst non-calls he's ever seen.
Yeah.
That says it all, eh? That says it all. When you've got ex-pros coming out and saying stuff like that, and I know he's got an allegiance to the Stars, but he doesn't really. He'll tell you how it is. And that, to me, that says it all. It is a clear holding penalty.
Around his neck.
And it's like a hold around the neck and a throw to the ice.
Yeah.
And both of them miss it. Right, I don't care about this. Oh, but it's his area and all that shite.
Dalton's staring at it. He's staring at it.
Doesn't put his hand up. There's nothing stopping Graham Rogers for putting his hand up. Right, if he thinks he's maybe got a better view of it and whatever. At least one of them should call it. Right, but they never. And then, obviously, Bean says something on the way at the bench. And from what I've seen, I think Bean stopped Chirpin.
Yeah, he did.
But then Dalton then said something to somebody. And then Mark then says something. And then it goes back, and it goes back, and it goes back. And then Bean says something again. He's like, I've had enough of this. You're getting the penalty now.
Yeah.
I said it. You said it at the game. I said it at the game, and I put it on social media. Do not engage with players. Right, it was a non-call. If it was going that far, right, at the stoppage of play, he should have spoke to the coach and says to him, that's it, no more.
The next one
is a penalty. But no, he kept going, Dalton kept going with the bench, so it's going to keep going back and forward until somebody stops. And then Dalton decides, well, F it enough now, because I'm the referee, so I'm going to call the penalty against you. Just an arrogant prick. That's how it was. He was just an arrogant prick, and he was like that the whole night. All this, the way he skates about, he loves it. He wants to be the pantomime villain all the time. When really, when you're at any sporting event, you shouldn't be speaking about referees. You should be speaking about the players that are involved.
Yeah. Listen, I said it to you, and you've already kind of stole my thunder on this point about speaking to players as a referee.
Yeah.
We do it at the basketball, and we have been told that, right? So basically, what is the equivalent of an unsportsmanlike penalty in basketball is a technical foul, for those of you who don't follow basketball. It's like a yellow card sort of thing, right? We are told if we start the conversation with someone about a call that they're maybe upset about or a no call that they're upset about, the resulting penalty of that cannot be a technical foul to the player, because we have started that conversation, engaged that conversation. This is exactly the same scenario that Andy Dalton has put himself in. It stops, he skates away, and then you see him come back. And the Stars TV, I've got it on the highlights in the back camera. He comes back and stands at the board with Matt Bowdens. Then he skates back and has a word with Mark. So he started it with Bowdens, then skates back with Mark. Bean said something. Beep, there's your misconduct. Off you go. He started that conversation. The resultant cannot be, you cannot speak to someone and not expect to get something back from somebody who's pissed off at a no-call.
Yeah.
He's pissed off. You didn't speak to him then. You speak to him later on when they're calm.
Yeah.
That's it.
Definitely. And then
had to fucking engage.
And then, as you say, after that, the score on that power play, and then after that, we lost our way for a couple of minutes, but we're all, everybody was so pissed off at that point. The players are probably the same. The switch off, and then the next thing you know, we're 2-0 and down. And then you think, fuck, game up. We've actually played no bad here. Like, it's sort of similar to the Nottingham game. And we've suddenly found ourselves 2-0 and down.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, okay, we're going to the second period and we're still 2-0 and down. And I'm a wee bit positive. They've not got further ahead till seconds to go. And then it goes to 3-0. And then that was the dagger. And then to score early in the fourth, that was it. Game was over at that point. Absolutely over. And at that point, I look at the coach and I'm thinking, get your goalie out of there. We are 4-0 down. He was struggling. And he was struggling big style.
Seemingly, it was just cramp. It was severe cramp he couldn't get rid of.
Which I'll now change my notes for good, bad, and ugly. But anyway. I think he was left in too long. I think at that point, maybe let it run for maybe another couple of minutes just to see how the team goes after going 4-0 down early doors. Let it run to maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, and then say, right, that's it. Out you come. Yeah. You've played fantastically well and both games up until that point.
Yeah.
Come and take a breather and we'll let Dom go in and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
But disappointing after the night before. Very disappointing, but extenuating circumstances, I will say.
Yeah. I am going to have to rewind again because, again, we need to discuss it, is the first goal. And the goalie interference that's on it. So they get 3 jabs at Cruz. Now, one, Demon fucking get in there and move them. For starters, fucking get them out of there. But again, we're shorthanded at that time. There's a few boys in there. Okay, that's fine. But 3 or 4 jabs at them, right? If that's the other way around, and that's, what's his name? Is it McAdam that was in?
Yeah.
If that's McAdam or Greenfield, that whistle's going a lot quicker than what it did. Now, there's no dispute. The puck went over the line. No dispute about it, right? But how many jabs for them to get it? There was no whistle. The whistle came far too late. But then how long did they get to challenge the goal?
Yeah.
Dowdy came over, and you heard Dowdy. Dowdy went, he said you can challenge it if you want. Then they're on the iPads. Then they're on the laptop. And they're all sitting watching this for a good couple minutes.
Yeah.
Before they went, okay, challenge.
Yeah. It was like, to me, it was like he chopped it off at the game. Right? He said it was
surprisingly.
No. So they've then got to prove that it was a goal, right? I actually felt at the game that Dalton knew he should have probably given a goal and then it would have been us that had been challenging it. But I think he's, in his mind, fuck, I've made a mistake here. I'm going to allow them to take as long as they want. And I think he was hoping they challenged it. And eventually it came in. And they got it. But like you, the puck did cross a line.
Yeah,
definitely did. 100%. But it's how did the puck cross a line? When they were jabbing it at that, was it the puck they were hitting or was it the goalie's pads?
It's clearly because the fucking pads.
Yeah. So you know hit the pads. It's got to be the puck. You cannot push your stick against the goalie's pads to push a puck over the line. You can't do it.
Yeah, so obviously Cruiser is okay, it's just cramp. The concerning thing for me, and sorry senior if it is coming to your good, bad and ugly as well, is that seemingly Justin Bean was seen on crutches coming out of the changing room after that first period. Now, whether it's knee, hip, back, something from that hip, because you can see it when he got up very gingerly from that play. And then obviously didn't return to the ice after it, other than he got his penalty and come back out after skating off after the score.
Yeah, big loss, because I think apart from Dryden, he's our top D-man. Yeah. On up until this point in time, I think Justin Bean's a very, very good player. So hopefully he's not out for any length of time. We'll just have to wait and see. But it just sort of, from the high of the night before, it sort of came down rapid. And what I will say, it was through no fault of the Stars players. Come crashing down, there was extenuating circumstances that contributed to that. And as I say, I'm not saying we would have won the game, but the outcome might have been closer. Maybe we would have won the game. Who knows? Could have been worse.
Yeah.
Could have been worse. We could have got beat. We're contending for Aberdeen. But we'll never know. And that is what sort of what irk all the Stars fans is. We will never know what would have happened if that non-call had became a power play to us.
Yeah. Funniest thing of the night for me had to be Jack, I assume you say it, Doherty?
Doherty, no.
Because, well, that's like Drew Doughty, is it? Doherty.
Right, can't
Doherty. Anyway, funny thing was him when he got pissed off that the Teddies came down at the end of the game and one hit him in the back of the head. He tried to throw it back in a rage at the crowd and hit it off the plexi and it came back and hit him in the puss again. That was pretty funny.
And I think what made it even funnier was Dowdy was standing laughing at him.
I know, I know. Even Cormier was a dick about it at the end as well.
Yeah.
And your wee pal Mitchell said nothing the whole night and then starts moaning about things. He's fucking changed.
He definitely has. Yeah. I bet he's not out of muck about it at Sheffield now. Like what he did at Glasgow. You know what I mean? We'll have to behave now. But
oh dear. So there is the league standings, folks. Still bottom 5 points through 18, but that'll soon change, I might think, with their big ex NHLer on the way in the door.
Yeah.
Stars in ninth place, 9 points through 13. After the win against the Nottingham Panthers. Currently in 8th, 12 points through 17. Glasgow in 7th, 17 through 16 games. Guildford in 6th on 18 points. Manchester and Belfast both tied on 19, but Belfast have a game in hand. Cardiff in 3rd, 27 points. Sheffield 2nd, 28 points. And Nottingham still top of the league with 30 points, having played the same amount of games. It's Dean's turn for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah. So the good, there was a few bits and pieces of good from the weekend. Cruz's performance on Saturday was one of them. Jaguar getting his debut on Sunday. But I would probably have to say that the win on the Sunday, on the Saturday against Nottingham, was probably overall as the team effort, it's probably about the best we've played for a wee while. Everybody bought it. So I would say that was a good is the win over Nottingham. The bad, could you guess what the bad will be, Junior?
I'm not going to moan about officials, although the officials were bish, right?
That's it. That is no saying any more on it, right? And the ugly, and we touched on it, this is why you've sort of blown my thunder, is the injury situation. It was, I've actually wrote down potentially two goalies and two D-men out. It looks like okay, but we don't know if Chris will be back this weekend, and now we're saying that Justin Bean was seen leaving the rink on crutches. Me personally, I think the club have got to go out and actively look at and increasing the roster. Everybody else is there, right? And I honestly believe if Jarrett's out for any length of time, we don't know when Chris is coming back. We don't know when Justin's coming back. Fisk is going to struggle, right? He done two games last weekend. Are we going to be in the same situation this weekend? Did I say Fisk? I thought I did.
I was just waiting on you finishing.
No, I thought I did. I'd say to myself, I've just said Fisk. But Cruz struggled to get through the two games. Is he going to do the same again this weekend? Depending on his workload, I think we need to go out there. I firmly believe if we're done it, I think we'll get left behind. We can finish ball there.
So I've heard that Fisk's injury isn't as bad as first thought. He's not on crutches, and he will be back this season. Again, it's the rumour mill, but so
yeah. That was it, Junior. That was my good, my bad, and the ugly.
Thank you very much, Senior. Well, we will look ahead at this weekend's game. Senior's already started to touch on it. It is our Leamine Tattoo sponsored game previews. The Cardiff Devils and the Belfast Giants home doubleheader this weekend. Saturday, Cardiff, 7 p.m. face-off, and then Sunday, Belfast with a 5 p.m. face-off. Senior, looking at the Cardiff Devils, Brett Perlini is their top point scorer this year, 19 points in 18 games. Cole Sanford, 9 goals in 18 games as well. And I'm going to do it because I do it every time, and then he ends up not playing. Ben Bounds, 9 wins in 14 games with a goals against average of 1.38. Probably the hot players right now.
Yeah. It's going to be tough again, eh? But we just need a performance like what we did the last time. What we did in that third period, but we just need to do it for 60 minutes. We've beat them in Dundee before, so why can't we go and do it again?
Yeah.
A lot will depend on, though, is who's available and who's missing out. That might be a game changer.
Riley Brandt probably back in the squad this time round. He missed out the last time. So he was fighting, scrapping again the weekend against McFadden at Belfast. But have we really got anybody to kind of stand up right now? You know, if Bean's out, Bean likes to mix it a little bit, you know.
Yeah. D'Souza's probably about the only other one, but really, do you want? If Chris isn't playing, if Justin's not playing, the last thing you want is your D men going fighting.
Yeah,
the four of them just need to just go through the game, right, and just play their natural game. It'll be Dryden and Jackson, and it'll be Mersey and Luce. It'll be the four. Yeah. And we've just got to hope that maybe Chris is back.
Yeah.
But if not, you know what? You might find that big Jurgens will play at the back. Yeah, potentially. Especially if we're doing the 4D men. I would imagine Jurgens will go at the back. If we've got five, as in Chris is there or even Justin's there, he'll roll with that five. If we've only got four, Jurgens will be at the back.
Yeah. Obviously be cruising the goal. The line seemed to have settled a little bit as well recently.
Yeah.
So, Senior, what's your score prediction for Saturday against the Devils?
3-2 Stars.
I have said the same, but I have said
overtime.
Overtime Stars, both guesses. Sunday, Giants, Jordan Kawaguchi, he is hot right now. 5 goals in his last 5 games. Gay as well, 6 points in his last five. And then you've got Mike Lee with 13 assists in 14 games, which again for a D-man is not too shabby at all. Nearly averaging a point a game as a D-man.
Yeah, I think we've spoke about Belfast so many times this season.
Yeah, I'm bored of them now. I'm
fucking bored of them. And I'm bored of them when we didn't play them a lot, but bored them even more now. I don't really like two games at home one week and then two games at home the following week. The fixture list is an absolute disaster for us at this time of the year, especially this year. I think, again, it'll be one of those weekends where we will throw everything at Saturday. I'm not saying we will ease off on Sunday, but I think we'll just be tired, physically and mentally tired on the Sunday.
I agree.
And I would imagine that would be our downfall. But you're right. Kawaguchi, good player, gets out of finish. And it's quite funny that we're speaking about the Belfast Giants and we've not mentioned JJ Pakarach, Scott Conway, and David Goodwin. That says someone else when you speak about them and you've not even mentioned the three players.
I mentioned Conway the last time and he never scored or anything, so I thought I'll change it up this time.
But it's going to be a tough one, especially after playing Cardiff the night before.
Yeah. Score prediction?
I'm going to say 4-1 Giants.
I have said the exact same.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like... you know what? See, if we were away from home on the Saturday, I'd have probably picked us to win at home on the Sunday. But there's just something about double headers at home that we tend to struggle in the second game.
Okay. So a 2-point weekend.
I would take a 2-point weekend. Even if it meant taking a point out of each game. I would take that.
Definitely.
Junior versus senior, the gloves are off.
So is our gloves off sponsor junior versus senior, and have I been looking forward to this week? After last week's shambolic display and match fixing, very much like your good pal Andy Dalton.
I'm not going to moan about officials, although the officials were pish. Right.
Last week's junior or senior was pick. Senior has now got himself into a 1-point lead. Back onto it's now him to go again, and that's it. The start. So, senior, this week I have decided to keep it the way we were doing it, and that you're getting the one category throughout of it. All right. Okay. Because that's what we were doing. So. This week is about everyone's favourite stat, especially mine. The plus minus.
Okay.
His face. So it's not really a higher or lower question. It's more of a, is it better or worse question.
Okay.
Okay. So we are going to start off with, and it's the same again, player.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to start off with Fallen Joe. So, Fallen Joe,
right,
was minus 25.
Okay.
But was Cole McDonald better or worse?
Now,
my two
you
most
know
favorite
what?
D-men in the world.
Yeah, it is for me, that's a trick question, right? Because I would have said Cole McDonald probably had more goals in it and assists than Colin Joe ever had. But would they outshine his
defensive inadequacies?
Defensive inadequacies. Right, okay. All right. So, Colin Joe was what? Minus 25.
Colin Joe was minus 25. Was right. Cole McDonald.
Right. I've got to go that Cole McDonald's stat was better than minus 25, just because of the fact that he scored more goals and had more assists.
It was better. Cole McDonald was minus 21. Now, bearing in mind, though, Senior, it's not about how many goals or assists they scored.
No.
They're on the ice. So, So, Cole McDonald was better at minus 21. So with Cole at minus 21, was Jagger Dirk better or worse than minus 21?
Jagger Dirk.
Well, I liked him.
I sort of that. Yeah. A lot of these D-men were just in the wrong team, were they?
Yeah.
Okay, Jagger Dirk minus 21. I'm going to say Jagger Dirk was worse than that.
That is correct.
Jagger Dirk was worse than that. Jagger Dirk was minus 23. So with Jagger Dirk at minus 23, Senior... Was Peter Chalupka worse or better? Or better or worse? Whatever you want to say.
Peter Chalupka.
And again, he was in a...
I like Chalupka.
He was just in the wrong team as well.
He was solid, was he?
No, he was tough.
He was solid. Right. I'm going to say Peter Chalupka had a better start.
That's correct. Peter Chalupka was minus 8.
Yeah. I didn't think Chalupka's plus minus would have been high.
So Peter Chalupka minus 8.
Okay.
But was Calvis Ozils better or worse?
Worse. Straight away. Worse.
Was better. Calvis Ozils was minus 6.
Damn. Overconfident now. I just remember a few times Ozil's been on the ice when the Clan scored. That's all I can remember.
So Calvis Ozil's was minus 6. Okay. But was good old Kyle Hatz better or worse?
Oh, Junior, can what? I looked at his stats the other day. I even think it might have been before the game. Oh my God. -6.
And you know what? See, when I saw that stat for Ozil's -6, I actually thought to myself, decent considering that season was the challenge.
I'm going to say Kyle Haas's plus minus was better, and I actually think his plus minus was 0.
Correct.
You are correct, but you're also wrong.
Right, what was he?
His plus minus was better.
Right.
Kyle Haas was plus 13.
All right. I didn't think it was as much as that, but
yeah.
I knew it wasn't a minus. 4 out of 5, yeah. Junior. I'll take that.
4 out of 5. Well done, senior. Congratulations. I was going to do absolute shithousery for you by doing players who played over multiple seasons. But you know what? I thought, you know, I'm keeping it to one.
It's too hard for you to work out.
One season wonders, because I'm not that type of person. I play fair and I play by the rules. So 4 out of 5.
No rules.
Well done. So, senior, I am freshening things up on the show this week to end it. In that I'm fed up with On This Day and the Elite League website being shite. So we are changing up the Slumming World with Stella sponsored segment to Where Are They Now?
Oh.
So, senior, I am going to pick a random player from previous seasons who are still playing. So, yeah. Some of your people, like Ken Priestley, for example, we wouldn't pick them because they're tired after them with us. So, from the 2016-2017 season, I have gone for someone from the yellow line. I have gone with Swedish sensation for the Dundee Stars, Mikael Lidhammer. So, what happened to Mikael Lidhammer? Well, Mikael, when he finished with the Stars, went to Guildford for the 17-18 season, had 20 points in 48 games. He then left and went to Corona Brasov for the 18-19 season. Now, senior, I don't know how this league properly works, right? You've got the Aresta Liga, and then you've got Romanian League, which they play in both. So if I add the two of them together, Mikael Lidhammer seemingly played 89 games that season. And I don't think that's how it would have worked. But
I wouldn't think so.
That's how it's split in the statistics. So let's go with he played 89 games that season and scored 113 points. He then came back over to the Elite League in the 1920 season and played for the Canvas Land Clan. He had 23 points in 45 games. He then went to, I'm going to say, Bodens. Is how they say it. Bodens HF in the Hockey Etan from 2022, the end of the 2022 season. 68 games played, 58 points. Mikael then took a break between 2022 and 2024 and then has made a comeback again, only playing literally 3 games. He went to Bodens IK in Division 3 in Sweden, 24-25 season. 2 games, 5 points. And then he is playing this season, senior, believe it or not, for Overtornia in Division 3 Sweden as well. He has so far played 1 game and has 2 points. And senior, that is, where are they now?
Yeah, interesting. Mikael Lidhammer. Okay, Mikael Lidhammer is a good player.
Oh, yeah, it's shit hot. That line were absolutely shit hot.
Yeah. What was it? Ham, Farina.
Switzer.
Switzer.
Brilliant line. Absolutely brilliant line. But yeah, so that is where we are now. That is our new segment on the show. Remember, getting rid of On This Day because it's... Really
the Elite League like is...
Bash.
Look, Elite League is bash.
But yes. Senior... Another episode done. We're keeping ever so closer to episode 150.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll even then get Fife's new signing. Or is it Fife's new signing? Milan Lucic, the rumour going wild.
Get him on the show.
Oh, okay, fucking Ant and Dec sitting there. Get it in your bag.
Get it in your bag. Get it in your bag.
Yes, maybe we'll try and get Milan Lucic on the show. If he does sign for the Fife Flyer, which I believe he's going to, because his missus has put on our Instagram page that they're at Glen Eagles Hotel. So it's
all
for Fife.
It's, listen, I don't know, I've been speaking to a few folk, right, and a lot of them are like, yeah, it's a waste of money, right? People are saying he'll not be on that bigger wage because of the money that he's made at the NHL. That might be true, right? But his wage will still be astronomical for the Fife Flyers, right? That's it, right? From a publicity perspective, fucking great signing. Absolutely. So is David Booth, right?
Yeah.
Booth and him coming in together is great signings. Fife will get sold out. Away fans will want to see them when they go and play away from home. But what are they going to bring?
Yeah.
That's going to be the thing for them. Is it that if it's whatever, they're going to pay them 10, 15, 20 grand a week? No, a year. A week.
Yeah.
Will it be money well spent? It could be. But if Fife are going to be paying this kind of money for to finish above us?
Yeah. I know. That's the thing with Lucic, that he's obviously got that Schurman's disease, I think it's called. It's a musculoskeletal. Is that how they say it? Musculoskeletal issue. So he's got that condition. And that was what they were saying, the reason that he got binned from St. Louis was because his back was fucked. So it'll be interesting to see how fit he can stay. It was the same with David Booth when he was there. He went to Ferencváros right after we went to see them when we were on the Stag. He joined them just after Christmas, and he was injured as well quite a lot of the time.
Somebody has said that it's like minimum games he's played in the last few years. But listen, I'll tell you what. Definitely. If we'd have signed David Booth and we'd have signed Milan Lucic, we'd have been over the fucking moon. So, you know what? Good luck to them. Just not against us.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Right, well, two games this weekend. As I said to you last week, we'll see you on Saturday. But if we didn't see Saturday, we'll see you on Sunday. Don't you know, pump it up, you got